All right, Alfred, thanks a lot for coming on. And talk about the 1998 Broncos Super Bowl team. And I guess my first question for you is, 10 years later, what do you remember most about that team?
I think it was the camaraderie. I think the way that the guys hung out and the way that the locker room was just so harmonious, it was just fantastic. So to be part of something that was it's such a good vibe was just so special for me.
Well, that year, that team started 13-0, of course, finished 14-2. But they were, so dominant through those first 13 games. Where would you rank that team historically?
I have to say, I'd put that team against any team that's ever played football in this league. I mean, a 72 team or last year's Patriot team. I'd like to really be able to historically put that team against any team that's ever played football. I thought it was a great combination of offensive talent and defensive talent on the football field.
The funny thing about that team too, Alfred, though, is that you started 13-0, and then of course when the playoffs came, it seemed that everyone was talking about the 15-1 Minnesota Vikings, who of course didn't make it to the Super Bowl that year. But did that motivate you a little bit, that you guys were clearly the best team that season, yet in the playoffs they were still talking about somebody else as the Super Bowl favorite?
No, not at all, actually. I think it was great that, and everybody that was part of the team was watching their success and marveling at the way that they were putting up points and blowing out people in the NFC. And it was going to be a storied Super Bowl, but it didn't happen. We got a hot team in the Atlanta Falcons, and we were able to take care of them. But the whole season was just a good feeling the whole time, because it was a great hangover from the 97 Super Bowl team. So it was just a great time.
And you played with a lot of players that are in that Broncos ring of fame and of course, maybe the Hall of Fame someday. Mm-hmm. What was that like as well, being able to play with some of those guys?
Well, the characteristics that make a great football player great is not only what they do on the field, it's the way that they take care of people off the field. Mm-hmm. And the way that this team, once again, took care of itself away from the game is going to be special for me for the rest of my life. I mean, I played with hundreds of football players over the years and three different teams. And I can't tell you that I talked to very many of those guys who played for other teams, but I can tell you the guys that played here for the Denver Broncos during that time period, whether they were starters, Hall of Fame candidates, or guys who were just in the league for 1 or 2 years, I keep in touch with all of them. As a matter of fact, I talked to a couple this morning.
And speaking of the Hall of Fame credentials, everyone, of course, knows about John and of course, Shannon should get in, hopefully, this year. But some of the other players, though, Steve Atwater, Rod Smith, Terrell Davis, maybe Tom Nalen, those guys, to you, have Hall of Fame credentials?
Absolutely. Starting with Steve Atwater is an obvious selection for me. Why Dennis Smith is not in the Hall of Fame is beyond me as well. I mean, you start talking about the great history of safeties that have played here at this storied franchise, Floyd Little, going back as far as him. I mean, it's been a great number of players that have been overlooked by the Hall of Fame induction panel for whatever reason. Randy Gradishaw, I think Carl Mecklenburg's play was Hall of Fame worthy. So it's a bit of sadness not seeing more guys in there with the Denver Bronco uniform on.
When we talk about some of the defensive players you played with, of course, Steve Atwater, and of course, a lot of the talk about the Broncos that year was the power on offense. Of course, you had Terrell Davis over 2,000 yards and the numbers that Ed and Rod put up. But that defense, though, also was very good on that team. I mean, you guys were third overall in rushing yards given up, and you were top 10 in points given up. I mean, how good was that defense?
I think we were as good as we needed to be, and I think that we didn't have the pressures of the 85 Bears of not having an explosive offense. We didn't have the pressure of the 2000 Raven team was not having a great offense. But we had playmakers. Everywhere you looked on the football field, on offense and defense and special teams, we had playmakers. We had guys who believed that they could do something special every time they got a one-on-one situation. So and we executed. And that's what made us different and maybe some of the other teams that have played.
Well, I'm sure a lot of Broncos fans want to get your opinions about today. Now, of course, this team has missed the playoffs the last 3 years. Of course, you've been in Denver. What has this team missed that's not getting it done?
Well, I think the team has missed playmakers more than anything. Football is a complicated game, but it can be made simple by just looking at individual play. offensive tackles, winning their battles. The guy who's blocking the kick return, winning their battles. Defensive linemen winning their individual battles. That's how you collectively start to get momentum, and you can see the end result being a win, but you have to win those individual battles. You have to have talent, and you have to execute, and you have to make plays in pressure situations. And once they get back to those kind of players, those kind of situations where they can dominate, the Broncos will be fine.
Well, speaking of momentum, I mean, a big reason why what this team is missing is that you played here. It was impossible for teams to come here and win. You know, and in the last few years, especially last year, 500 at home. Are you surprised that the home field advantage hasn't been as it has been in the past?
Yeah, that's the most disappointing part of being around here in Denver and watching this team since 1987, since I was a freshman at CU. One thing that's always been prevalent with the Denver Broncos are that they were going to dominate at home. Mm-hmm. They were going to take care of business. They were going to make sure that the game was pretty much for the home team. By the end of the first half, the game would be pretty much going in that direction. Jump out quick, stay on the team. Everybody's intimidated. The people who say that they're not intimidating are lying. I played on different teams who come in here, mm-hmm. and every last one of them have been intimidated by the altitude, and all you need is a sustained drive or two by the offense early in the game, mm-hmm. and a defense that can get off the field quickly in the first two possessions of the game. And you're starting to talk about teams not believing that they can do it because of their lung capacity. It burns. It really burns in your lungs to play at this altitude if you haven't in a while.
You think that can come back, that home field advantage that they had?
Yeah, as soon as they get playmakers.
All right. Well, there's a new era here in Denver, and, of course, new head coach Josh McDaniels coming here hopefully to bring some playmakers and bring that out like he talked about. What's your opinions of him? I mean, I know he's only been here for a couple of weeks, but what have you seen?
You know, from all the reports that I've heard, he comes from an excellent background of great coaches with the New England Patriots staff, and he's been groomed to be in this position for some time. And I always give the coach's son the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. There's something about growing up in the household when your dad is the coach. Mm-hmm. You seem to get more out of the experience of football when every day the focus of the family and the way that they earn their living is in that trade. So I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt more so than I would any other first-year coach, because I believe coach's sons know more about the game. And even though he may be 32 right now, I believe, like you said, he's had quality experience in a quality program, and he's seen success. So mm-hmm. once you've seen success and you understand what it is, it's better to emulate that.
All right, Alfred, this is the last question I have for you.
Okay.
Before I let you go today. Prediction for this year's Super Bowl, what do you like?
This year's Super Bowl, right now I'm taking the Arizona Cardinals.
Really?
Absolutely.
You like their team chemistry right now that they have?
They have more playmakers than any other team that's still playing. And the only other team that's playing are the Pittsburgh Steelers. Defensively, that team has probably one of the most explosive football players I've ever seen play football in Troy Polamalu. The way that he covers the football field is mm-hmm. just fantastic. The things that he does, not very many people do in this league. Not many people have done it in the past. I don't know how many people will be able to do it going forward. I love his play. I love his play. And I believe that the Arizona Cardinals, with those two wide receivers out there, Anquan Boldin and Larry Fitzgerald, when it's all said and done, they'll be the difference makers in this football game, because eventually you're going to have one-on-one mm-hmm. action, and somebody's going to have to make a play. My money's on the guys from Arizona.
All right, Alfred, thanks a lot for coming on.
All righty.